This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and welcome to another episode. It's very cleverly actually instead of home sweet home, it's home stay home. So it's actually very unique in order for me to be able to understand this. But it's amazingly enough where they actually had it. Brother Rahim has actually made a very good way to do so. And believe it or not, I'm actually enjoying this myself. So thank you for being part of it. And thank you for making me part of your home, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula protect us all. And may Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Ameen. With that, we start, inshallah. I'm going to go through a conflict resolution. And I'm going to go through a book that this, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this poor slave of Allah had compiled. So I'm going to go through a section where it's going to called conflict resolutions, or looking into turning a negative into a positive, inshallah. So this book was compiled because of a few things, and alhamdulillah, we looked into a lot of things that in putting this together, obviously Quran and Sunnah, the experts in the field, and so on and so forth. This one here is actually going to be pertaining to what we're going through right now. So I'm going to start with giving you a challenge. And the challenge is a question. So I want to give you a question and you think about the answer, but don't say it out loud and don't even post it on your web on your YouTube. So I'm gonna give you a question, and this is basically a test of who we are. Okay, so don't read too much into it. If it's good, alhamdulillah, hold on to it. If it's not, then we need to change. So the challenge, my brothers and sisters, is a very simple question. I was asked that a while back, and I used to actually make it part of the course, and I used to listen to people what they say. So it was embarrassing that I asked people not to tell me anymore, to just think about it. And the question is, what do you think or how do you feel about a 55 years old black man that doesn't have a job? I'm going to repeat. How do you feel or what do you think of a 55 years old black man that has no job? I'll give you a few seconds. And then, inshallah, hopefully we can listen to your answer in your brain. Remember, it's a rhetorical question. I don't want you to say it. I just want you to think about it. Okay, so hopefully you thought about it. You come with something at least in your mind, a cognitive method that you will have to think about in your brain, in your mind, will come up to usually three answers. He's a bum, is a unlearned, unlettered. He's lazy. It's a black thing, or it's a prejudice, or all of this stuff. And the other side that will say, okay, well, it's something that I'm hoping that most of us thought of. Okay? Says, you know what? The true story behind this 55-year-old man that is black, that has no job, that he doesn't have to work because he's one of the richest people on earth. He's self-sufficient. He's playing golf in Bermuda as we speak. And he's that reason that we have to change our mind from looking into that positive into negatives and the negatives into positives. How to actually look with the different lens. What kind of person you are is basically what you answer for yourself. I don't need to know who it is. You just make sure that you understand who you are. And if you said the second one, alhamdulillah, I'm very proud of you and happy, and keep that up. If you are in the first type of people that say, you know what, all the negative comes out, and you need to change your mindset, because all you have to remember is like what you see and hear and how your mind interprets it. You know, basically it's a process. It's the processor of your computer is your mind, and your tongue is a soldier of all. So you have to cure your heart first to come out of the tongue in a way that is appropriate. So for example, If you thought that the person was in a negative mode, and that's how you see your spouse doing things, even though they may be not negative, you will turn him into a negative. I'll give you an example. If your husband comes home late, and he did not call you or so on, just I'm giving you an example. And then your shaitan comes, messes with your head. So you know what? He must have affairs or a second wife or whatever it is. So all I'm going to ask you to think about now, okay, my husband, you know, the battery died. He came, maybe had a little flat tire. He was working overnight to make sure that he does whatever it is he has to do, and he didn't want to, scare you or give you a bad news to come in. And the door doesn't want to. He loves you very much. He don't want to wake you up, and he wanted to make sure that you're okay. And you looked and slept, and so on. So whatever happens, brothers and sisters, I want you to think in a positive way. I want you to look for excuses for one another. Don't fish for fault. So from now on, I'm going to look at my spouse in a different manner, totally. And my husband in a different matter, my wife in a different matter, and that will make it set the record straight before we start even looking into this session. Another thing that they usually talk about is something called the missing tile. The missing tile is simple. If you look into the ceiling, you'll find all these tiles. And if there is only one tile that is missing, if I ask you, what do you think of the ceiling? Think of the same thing. Will you look at the ceiling and say, oh, there's a missing tile? That's what's called the missing tile theory. Or when you look at every other tile that is there. Another example, that is the dot. If I give you a white paper and there's a black dot in the middle, if I tell you, what do you see in the paper? If you only see, I see a black dot, you missed out on so many white dots on the outside of that black dot. So all I'm trying to tell you is train yourself to look at the positive, not just the negative. It's okay to look at the negative if you want to have a constructive criticism. And that's what we're going to talk about, inshallah, today. And how we're going to implement this and turn a negative into a positive with the conflict resolution. Today, we're going to be talking about 8 steps, inshallah, that will help you to be able to understand, especially when you're living together a little more now and having this relationship that you did not expect, nor that you signed up for. And all of a sudden, I have to deal with this human being next to me that I've seen a lot more than I wanted to. This was an early retirement plan. Okay. So they say a spouse, this is a woman speaking now, a husband is like salt in cooking. You need it to make the flavor of the cooking to be good, but too much of it will spoil it. So hopefully we don't have too much. So moderation, inshallah, will do good. Okay, so now we at least agreed that we will look into the positive, not the negative, and look with the different lenses. So I'm going to talk about some of the 8 things you have to talk about, whether you like it or not. Again, and now I'm hoping that you're going to write this down. And the first step, brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about things that even they're going to be difficult. So the number one here is make a list of the issues. I want to talk about all issues, even the issues that you refrain from talking about. Even the issues that they're afraid to talk about. Why? Because it might simply lead to argument. So if you want to treat yourself first and have a win-win mentality, you'll come up successful resolving all these issues. It's we call it the win-win waltz. Yeah, the halal waltz. So if you think into how to look into your spouse in a different lens, not your enemy, this is your partner, and not proving that you're the one that is right and that somebody else is wrong, that's a totally bad mentality. So I want you to make a list of things that everything that you want to talk about, whether you like it or not, whether you're afraid of it, whether you're not comfortable talking about it, and it obviously have to be dealt with. So I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and actually look into the things that are, what I'm comfortable talking about, and I'm going to, these things are going to go on their own. They're not. So you're going to have to talk about how to deal with issues. So here's the first lesson on this one. Deal with things in a proper way. But I want you to make sure you understand that sometimes that the issues that arises or difficulties you go through, it's not because of what you talk about. It's how you talk about it. So in your relationship, you have to improve the manner in which you behave with one another in order for you to deal with the issues appropriately. And you'll be pleasantly surprised, inshallah. So number one, make the list. Whether you like it or not, comfortable, not comfortable, even it may lead to an argument, but we're going to take that away now. For by the end of the session, inshallah, we will learn how to do so without having to end an argument. Number two is fix your focus solely on yourself. So I know you've seen this before, you know, the gun theory, right? So it's one finger pointing to your spouse and three pointing at you, and no more of doing so. So if you want to get your partner to change, you cannot attack. Remember, it's a defensive mechanism. They will go and they basically want, it's a self-preservation. It's a jungle rule. I want to survive. So if you, even if you talk to them, they're already not listening to you because they're preparing their defense mechanism. So if you want to change, and when I usually talk to couples, do you guys want to change? Sure. Yeah, we want to change. But who do you think they want to change? And the obvious answer is the other person, not themselves. Oh, you want to change? Sure, we're all for change. But who do you want to change? Them, not me. Why? Because I'm the best. I make no mistakes. I can do no wrong. So if you are going to point the finger at anybody, it's just defense mechanism will automatically know, will go up, and you cannot do so. And it is very difficult for anyone to hear about themselves in a negative way, right? So nobody wants to know that I make mistakes, let alone that you're a bad person. This is a non-starter. So if you want to do so, please understand that you're going to focus on yourself now. And we can say, if it is to be, it's up to me. And inshallah, we will learn a few things with how to start. So how to start even your question allows for certain things. We'll give you some of the, inshallah, the things that you can use to be able to get people at ease. Yes, we're not going to start with accusing anything. We're going to talk about behavior, not a person. This is extremely important for you to do. So what you need able to stay in loving, good mood and good humor, all of this frustration will go away, and spouse will be fixed by you leading by example. So they'll see the mirror effect. So if you really want to be self-centered, this is the best way to be self-centered, to center the focus upon yourself and look at your own faults and why that person is not really agreeing with me. Maybe it's me, it's not the other person. So I want you to make sure that you put yourself in somebody else's shoes before you do so. How would I feel if I heard my spouse do this to me? How would I react? How would I, if they say that to me? Why, if I can't accept it, why would I expect others to accept it too? Okay, so this is number two. Number three is cut the nonsense. The point that you're always going to look at the negative side. You look at the unhelpful hints, or you even trying to taint the relationship, and all of that stuff. You're going to do what? You're going to be cutting the criticism, complaints, blames, accusations, anger, sarcasm, and dig deep to be able to do so. You have to get this whether you like it or not. So we're going to stay in the calm zone now. Zen, whatever it is. Or you're going to say, A'udhu billahi minash-shaytanir rajeem, whatever it takes. Do the adkar, say ayat al-kursi, whatever it is. And I'm not going to say there's a joke about it, just to lighten things up a little bit. You know, a woman asked her husband, and I'm sure you heard this before. A woman asked her husband, honey, do you see me in your dreams? The man was honest, but not very intellectual, not intelligent. He says, no, honey, I don't see you in my dreams. The woman get angry. He says, why? He says, see, because I say ayat al-kursi to sleep. Thanks for playing. Thanks for going. Oh, wrong answer. So what I mean by staying in the calm zone, you know yourself best. So if you think that you're going to get heated, I want you to quit. Get out of that early and learn how to calm yourself down. And when you're calm, alhamdulillah, I want you to go back and re-engage. Okay? So these are the things that I'm going to ask about. So start with certain words, certain phrases, and how to constructively deal with one another, child. Number four is exactly that. Learn how to express your concerns constructively. Okay, so have a sensitive conversation with one another. And there are some, I'll give you four sentences you can start with, inshallah, that will give you a better understanding. of how to deal with one another, and not to start with the accusation, criticism, blame, pointing the finger, sarcasm, and all of that stuff. So here are the four things I'm going to share with you today. This is one is to start with, I feel. So why, you know what, you're talking about your feelings. So don't take their feelings for granted. Yeah. So it's you're feeling anxious or sad on certain things. You say, you know, I feel this way about it. Yeah. So now they can say, well, this is how you feel. I'm not telling me how you feel. Don't tell me how I feel because you don't know. Okay. So you're going to start with, I feel. Again, I'm going to give you, we'll talk about the sandwich theory, inshallah, after we finish these points. And the other one we can start with is, my concern is, right? So I'm not saying you are the problem. I have a concern. And I usually, when I talk to couples, I tell them, listen, words are extremely important. If you tell me I have a problem, automatically that means I have no solution. But I have a concern, that means, or I have an issue, it's totally different than I have a problem. A problem is something that I tried to fix and I couldn't fix it. It becomes a problem. Yeah. So, but now if you think about it, you know, my concern, or I have a concern, or I feel about certain things, it's totally different than I have a problem. Okay, oh my God, problem, okay, what's wrong? So right away that you start with the negative. Remember, words are extremely important. Remember Dr. Pavlov theory, what they talked about, how it's meant. I sit on a committee, the advisory committee in a police here to discuss issues, and we talked about it, and they wanted to force something upon us. And obviously it was a bit offensive, so I told them, listen, why do you want us on this? Or it's a long story short, and you actually use it in this terminology. It's already, we are guilty, and the people are going to ostracize us in that thing. So says, we have to change the wording. One man gave up the record and says, you know what, I took a course just for that, and we paid the consultant so much money and to tell us exactly to change what he said. So words are extremely important, brothers and sisters. When you discuss issues, please make sure. So we have so far, I feel about something. So it's now it's my feelings. I don't take you for granted. So, you know, and so on. So my concern, remember, it's not a problem. I still have it to do. Number three is I would like to, I would like you. No. I'm not asking you to mold anything. I'm not trying to change you or anything. I'd like to do something. Okay. This is extremely important. So it's not, never use, I would like you to whatever, because automatically that you're saying, you know what, who are you to tell me to change? So on. So you don't want to be on the defensive mode. So please you say, remember, it's still me. I would like to do something. Okay. So this is something that is very helpful when it comes to discussions. And the fourth one is, how would you feel about that? Yeah. So it's, I'm giving you an option here to think about it. It's an ownership now. I'm taking ownership of this. So this would be something better than, honey, how would you feel about this? What are your thoughts? How would that make you feel? And so, and anything like to just give them the opportunity to be able to come back and make a decision and share with you. The sandwich theory actually has changed. I used to teach the sandwich theory, but now that they looked at the sandwich theory and they have to say you have to give a 7 positive in order for you to give 1 negative. Yeah, it's going to be heavy. Okay, the sandwich theory means really, you know, the sandwich has a bun, right? So it's a soft bun and the beef. Then the soft bun again. That means you start with the positive, give the issues and your concerns, and then finish with the positive. I'm going to give you a negative example first, and I'm going to give you the positive example. You are a loser. You're going to sink us. This ship is sinking down. We're going to lose our house. You can't handle our finance. You're a terrible man. You should have never married you. Now I'm not asking you to do this. Please don't do this. It's what you're supposed to do. Honey, I love you very much. I have a concern about our finance, but I have full faith in you that we will be able to do this together because I love you. And our love is very strong and we can handle anything together. That's a huge difference between you are accusing this schmuck that he's lost his marbles, he's losing everything, he is not very smart with this. I should have never married you. You will not be able to. He's just breaking the wings right off the bat. You're closing it and you've destroyed this person that's supposed to be your partner. And hopefully in this life and hereafter, And then you've given him basically no chance. But in the other side, you say you start with the positive, right? Why? When you start the positive, defense mechanism go down. The wall is not up and their person is listening to you because, okay, they're now trying to help here, not hurt. So I'm not survival mode. I'm not defensive. I love you. Okay, this person is, I love you. Fantastic, honey. You know how much I love you. I have a concern. Here's the beef, right? So the soft is given. But I reiterate, again, the sandwich theory is not what it used to be. They found out after research now, say you have to put a positive 6 to 7 times in order for you to say one negative thing. Now, everybody is different, I grant it. But you also need to make sure that you understand the partner in front of you in order for you to be able to use this sandwich theory. Okay, so we got the positive. We tell them the concern. Remember, it's not you. I have a concern about a behavior, an issue, not you. And then you finish with the positive. You know what? I have full faith in you. We can do this together, and so on and so forth. This is the one thing that I'm going to ask of you, brothers and sisters. If you ever come with a concern or an issue to your spouse, I always ask the marriage, the couples to tell me what the concern is. Second, I ask them to tell me what their solution is. And then number three, I ask them, how are you going to help your spouse to implement this solution? Why? Because I want them to be part of the solution, not the problem. Because if every time you talk to your spouse, you know what, I have a problem with this. I have a problem. You are the problem with this. So you're not helping me. You're hurting me. How are you actually being helpful here? You're not. You're definitely being destructive. So again, please remember, I want to be part of the solution, not the problem. They will take you on. Yes, I'm listening. Honey, I love you very much. Let's do this together. And that's the best way to handle it, inshallah. Okay, so if you have a concern about, you know, your financial situation or whatever it is, and that one way to do it, inshallah, and you can take that measuring stick, use it in any other issues, not just financial and so on. Number five on the list is learn how to make decisions cooperatively. Okay, so remember when we talked about the win-win waltz? Yeah, this is exactly what you want to do. You want to collaborate with one another and cooperate with one another to come with a solution that's good for both of you. So the game plan is a win-win solution. And this action can please both of you. No more getting my way or the highway. I'm the only one that is right. Everybody else is wrong. I'm here to make sure that I impress these judges here. Look, it's me that is right. That person is wrong. It's a terrible attitude, and it's not going to help anybody. And by the way, remember, he is your brother in Islam, or she is your sister in Islam before they're even your husband or your wife. So you need to help one another. Yes, not hurt one another. And if you can't help, don't hurt. At least. Okay, so please make sure that the way you express yourself is different. The way you deem in the matters in which you deal with one another, it has to be different. And that's what we're going to change today, inshallah. All right. So please make sure that the underlying concerns is also, you have to listen to your partner's concern. You have to look for a solution that is effective for both of you, not just you. And you have to understand that you have to practice how to handle these things. And inshallah, you'll be amazed of how things will change. Number six on the list is eliminate the three A's. The A's are affairs, addictions, and anger. Okay? I'm going to repeat again. The three A's are affairs, addictions, and anger. Now, when it comes to affairs, I don't want you to think that you necessarily have to have an affair. May Allah protect us from that. Don't tell me that, oh, we're Muslim, Sheikh. We cannot do this. Wallahi, you know, we've been doing this for 25 years or more now. We've seen and heard things that you can't surprise me anymore. We're human beings, Akhi. Doesn't necessarily mean that my name is Muhammad, my name is Fatima, that, you know, I'm immune from all of this. Their fitness is all over the place. And the iman is weak, it goes up and down. And, you know, for some other reasons, if you're having difficulties with your marriage, your shaitan is going to be stronger, the fitness is around, the tests are there. And if you're not doing your qiyam, you're not doing your taqwa, you're not doing your increasing your iman, your shaitan is going to gobble you up. And the first person is going to give you a little bit of that you're missing at home, like the kind word, looking good, smelling good, or something that you're missing at home that they provide for you, then you're going to buckle. Make sure that you understand that. So the affairs, I don't necessarily mean talking about the affairs as affairs, even though including is there, but the affairs of anything else. So here's what I want you to do. If you can't accept anybody to be on your social media, for your spouse, don't take him on board. So if you tell your spouse, you know, you can have the opposite gender on your social media, you have to lead by example. You walk the talk. So affairs doesn't necessarily mean you have to have the actual zina, adultery, including everything else that comes with the territory of affairs. Yes, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you behave, the way you look, the way you combine, where you go, all of that stuff. Addictions, حدث ولا حرج. I'm talking about things, you know what, statistics will show that addiction to obviously porn, this is the number one. Up till now, we have issues with married couple that come and complain about addictions when it comes to porn addiction, especially for men. Women are not exempt, by the way, but they are definitely, the ratio is a lot less. So when we talk about this, brothers, I know it's difficult. I know it is a very difficult to break, but there is a lot of ways that you can get out of it, inshallah. And there's, inshallah, that will, a lot of people talked about it, a lot of people how to fix it, but it's something that it's going to affect your relationship, whether you like it or not. Because what you see, my brothers and sisters, it's not real, it's fake. And you're asking your wife to be like that. Yep, I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your wife, make her your star in your eyes. Yes, but if you're addicted to certain things, it's going to affect you because in a way that it's impossible for that to compare. You're not that star either, so don't expect her to be the star that you want her to be. But you can be each other's stars. As I said, I always say gloves are off when it comes to this stuff. Well, as long as it's halal, do whatever it takes to save your marriage. Because intimate relations are number two reason for divorce. Number one reason for divorce, brothers and sisters, is financial, as we talked about before. Number two is intimate relations. So your sexual intercourse, all of that stuff, I don't care what you do, as long as halal, be each other's fantasies, be each other's stars, be each other's whatever it is. I don't care what it takes, as long as halal, you have to look after each other. Whether it's your fantasy, whether it's a role with change of scenery, have a different menu, surprise each other, whatever it takes, I don't really care. As long as you look after one another, and even at the time of certain things that you cannot have, look, be adventurous. Look at other resourceful, look at anything else, as long as whatever it takes is my model. So that's extremely important. All right, excessive anger. Maybe some other time we'll talk about anger management. Maybe next episode or something we'll talk about. We'll see Brother Rahim and, may Allah bless him and Brother Fareed Ahmed, Habibullah Allah, and everybody in Al-Kawthar team. Zazakum Allah khair for Allah. This is a great initiative. Zazakum Allah khair. Anger management, I'm going to keep aside because it's actually a whole list. Yeah, so I'm going to hold that for a bit. So the three A's again, you're going to eliminate your affairs, your addictions, and your extreme anger, inshallah. So these ones are deadly three. So all you have to do is make sure that to save your marriage, you got to get rid of these three terrible habits. Now, the ideal solution for both of you to commit to a building a new kind of marriage, a marriage where there's zero affairs, zero addictions, no excessive anger. Listen, we're human beings. We can get angry, but you have to understand. And again, anger management, we'll talk about it, inshallah, some other time. And there's communication skills that I don't want to throw everything at you at the same time, but maybe another episode. There's a lot to throw at you, but inshallah, one at a time. And hopefully that will do so. Brother Rahim sent me a note earlier to say, speak slowly. And I said, yes. I don't know how slowly I'm speaking when I get excited. So may Allah help you. I'm not on drugs, wallahi. Just slow it down. I'm not sure if there's an option here to slow it down. Or maybe I can go slow it down myself. May Allah help you, inshallah. So hopefully you're getting this. And you can go back and write your notes and go back and watch it again. And share with your friends to hopefully save a marriage and save a life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and protect us all, inshallah. So we're going to build the marriage that is built on love, trust, mutual respect, and so on, inshallah. And that's how you're going to do this in the long relationship that you want your partner to be with you, inshallah, for a long, healthy, righteous life, in this life and in the hereafter. Number seven on the list is actually radically increase the positive energy you give to your partner. Okay, so you want to smile more, you want to touch more, kiss more. You know, the eye kisses, the notes, the texts, the flowers, the poems, the chocolate, the breakfast in bed. Have more intimate relations. Because as I said before, your oxytocin, your testosterone, all these chemicals are the happy chemicals. This is basically it. So you have to increase that. A little more time to spend, a little more walk, holding hands. I'm not sure of what your public whatever acceptance in your country or whatever it may be, but as long as it's acceptable, then go ahead and do it.
If not, then you know, refrain because Allah said, "Worthy you now." But at least at home, whatever it is that you know, you share something together. You know, this is a life partner that you're dealing with. So at least make sure that you do so. So respond to each other in a positive way. You know, agreeing on everything is not exactly what I'm looking for either. But I mean, at least let's agree to disagree. That, you know what? You see this way, I have this way. No problems. Now, the key word here, the things that we used to always answer, but there's a but in the middle, I want to make sure they remove that. Yeah? So we're looking for listening to the essential message that your spouse is trying to get through to you. Not necessarily yes, but you put in the end, but you know, you're trying to get out of it. Listen with your heart, mind, and soul. Look for solutions. Not necessarily mean now that I'm going to deflect it and move on. No, this is how to process the information, what your partner is trying to say, and how to come up together collaboratively in a positive way to increase the positive energy between the two of you, inshallah. So help out more at home, my brothers. Yeah? Well, it's a sunnah, as we talked about before. Okay? So give more praise, attitude, positive energy, constructive criticism, all of that stuff. Do more activities together. Have more fun together. Learn about each other's hobbies, as I mentioned earlier on. Laugh at each other's jokes. You know what? Whatever it takes, man. So it's okay. Go to different things together. Go to different places together. Do something. Reset this butt. Redo your vows. Anything, man. Just walk on the beach. Do something. Get her that white horse that she always wanted. Get her whatever it is that... Win her back. Really. Let's redo this thing all over again. So it is true, most of the time, actually, best things in life are free. It's true that you don't have to be a rich person to, you can't buy happiness, or you can't buy love either, but this is exactly what we do. And I repeat, my brother taught me this whole lot. He says it's not the beautiful places that makes the memories. It's the memories that makes places beautiful. And wallahi, when he told me this once, it registered. I actually teach it up till now. So hopefully we'll understand this, and hopefully we can get out of it in a better way. Okay, so when we return back, we'll come back much better, inshallah. The last one on the list today is look at your partners in a different way. So when you look in a different way, meaning what? Look at your parents, and look at her parents. And we need to decide now, what are we going to take from our parents, the strength, and we're going to leave the weakness of the relationship. Okay? So now you have to decide what you want to do differently. When you look at your parents' relationship, you know, we as children, we absorb. It's like sponges. So I remember this. I remember, you know what, I don't say I love you very much for my wife because my father never said to my mother, I love you, for example. So I took that from them. Oh, it's time to take this because we don't take oath anymore. We don't do tradition, culture. It's as long as it does not... We take it, but as long as it doesn't contradict. A clear ayah in the Quran and hadith that is authentic. And we know the Prophet said, I was blessed with her love. So we are now going to decide, am I going to walk in my father's shoes or walk my mother's shoes? Was that good or bad? According to what? Islam. According to what's best for me now. Not to a culture that things have changed and they come up with the old luggage from a different country that we live here now. It's not going to work. So please understand that we need to reconcile our differences. Look in a different way. Am I going to be like this when I grow old? I want to end up like my parents, for example? Yes, I want to end up in a good way that be like them. It doesn't mean that they're bad. They're my parents. I respect them. I love them dearly. But please understand, you have to treat each other in a different manner if this is going to harm you both. Okay, so if you look into that lens in the future, and that's what you're going to see yourself. So sit down and ask yourself, is this what I want to see myself in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years? Yeah. If I close the door when I walk out, imagine I have not fixed anything. I did not deal with issues. I don't have the methodology in order for me to have this conflict resolution. And I come back, you know what? Most of the couples will tell me after 5 years, I see this more fighting still. I haven't changed anything. The kids are miserable. In 10 years, you know what? It goes back to divorce. My kids are on drugs. They've taken the hijab. They got married to an Muslim. All of that stuff. This is the things that I hear and deal with. That. I don't want to scare you, but it's enough for you to reconsider and reconcile and raise a flag that would be able to help you. So let's now we inshallah reiterate the things that we can do, and remember the theories, and watch this video over and over again. Try to make sure that we understand, and these are the things that we have to do in order for us to change. And remember, change comes within. We don't point the finger, we raise, it is to be, it's up to me. And that's exactly what we're going to learn today. And may Allah make you stay home, be at home, sweet home, inshallah. With that, I thank you, my mom, thanks you, my doctor, thanks you, may Allah bless you, subhanahu wa jalla fi ala. And I'm going to try to look at what's going on YouTube, see if there's actually questions. And hopefully I can address them. So let's see how that goes. But maybe Brother Ahmed Fareed or my dear Brother Rahim could maybe work on WhatsApp. I don't see any, so that's good so far. Fantastic. So I thank you again. My mom thanks you. My doctor thanks you. And we will hopefully see you next Monday for something else as we decide whether it's communication skills, whether it's conflict resolutions, part two, or anger management. We will keep you in the loop, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for making us part of your family. And it is a home sweet home indeed. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.